quite a world we live in today. And if it was just the natural world we lived in, at least we'd know what we face day in and day out. But we don't live in a natural world only. We live in a natural world that's got the spiritual world wrapped around it. We live in a natural world where the manifestation of the spirit is done on a regular basis. And we as human beings, we look into our circumstances and we try to read what's going on in the spiritual realm. And we might get a little bit of a what's going on, but when God tells us what's going on, then we know for sure. And I want to just take a few examples. And one verse from Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. And it was when the children of Israel were marching around the walls of Jericho. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout that the walls fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And the reason the walls fell down flat isn't because a bunch of people were shouting, or even because they were blowing their horns, but it was a manifestation of spiritual powers being manifested in the earth. Hallelujah. And there was something else attached to this. It was the actions of men that altered the protection of the people of Jericho. And so we see that there's a spiritual manifestation in the earth, and we see that men had something to do with bringing that spiritual manifestation into the earth. Amen. And the reason I'm talking like this is, family, we're not alone. And there's spiritual manifestations all the time in planet Earth. And I was going to read to you about a woman from Luke chapter 10, or maybe that was 13, verses 12. And a woman who had the spirit of infirmity on her, and she was bent over, and she could only look at her feet. Amen. And so the spiritual infirmity that came upon the woman was having a natural affecting her natural being, affecting her natural body. And so we're not alone. And so there's spiritual things going on, manifestations in the earth. And I'm saying this because in the last few weeks, I noticed a disturbance in the force. I noticed a disturbance in the spiritual world. At least it was disturbing me. And so I questioned the Lord about it. Lord, what's going on? And there seems to be a climate change in the kingdom of God. There seems to be a atmospheric change in the spiritual realm. Lord, what's going on? And of course, the Lord said, And so even though I recognized there was something going on in the spiritual realm, I had zero discernment about what was going on. And so I just watched after that for a natural manifestation of what was going on in the spiritual world. Never saw that either. Hallelujah. But I did recognize something wasn't quite right in the kingdom of God, in the spirit of God. And the Lord allowed me to see that, but he didn't give me anything more. And passed there, even though I questioned him on it. And but when changes come in the spiritual realm, it manifests itself in the natural realm. And the reason our world is in such a mess is because God has hidden his face from us, and it's affecting the people in the streets. Come on, we don't want to be like ostrich and stick our head in the sand. It's affecting the people in the streets. It's affecting our culture. It's affecting our economy. And it's affecting all of us. Hallelujah. And but as the church, we have an opportunity to affect the things that are being manifested in the earth. And as far as this, I'm here to tell the truth. Let's look at the truth. And as far as this manifestation of this spiritual infirmity that came upon this woman, It was a sickness of her soul. And when Jesus touched her, he is forgiven. She straightened up and everything was good. Amen. And so I was before the Lord trying to understand all this stuff and said, Lord, what about this infirmity, this spiritual infirmity? And I know it's not a part of the Christian's life because the curse has been broken. And that's true. The curse has been broken. No spiritual infirmity is going to come upon you guys as long as you walk with Jesus. But listen to what Revelation, now I'm Revelation chapter 18 verse 4 says. Amen. We'll see if I can find it before my brother does. Oh, nope, he's faster. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. And God was calling to his children. He was calling to his people to come out from among them. He was calling to us. He's calling to us. And the reason he was calling to us is to come out from this world because he didn't want us to partake of the plagues. Because you can put your hand up in a coffee house and accept Jesus and just stay there for the rest of your life. But there's going to come a time when the Lord's going to call you to come forward. I want to call you, come out of the world. I want to call you. I want you to soar with the eagles. And so you're going to have to stop running with the turkeys. And so here he's calling his children, come out. Come out of what? Well, verse 2 tells us what they're coming out of. And he says, and he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison of every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. And this is a picture of Babylon the Great in the last days. And Babylon the Great represents this world. And the call is to come out of this world. Let go of your sins, because even Christians who are living in the world are experiencing this soul sickness. Hallelujah. That can be forgiven in an instant. Hallelujah. But as you study this, you're going to find out that we're not alone. And there's spiritual penalties and spiritual blessings in the kingdom of God. And we have to be careful as sons and daughters of the Most High King. And so I want to bring something else to our attention. And so there's spiritual is manifesting itself in the natural. Judgment is in our streets, whether we want to admit it or not. And our streets are littered with casualties, POWs, and I have family members among them, and which is heartbreaking. But there's something going on, else going on, and I just want to bring to our attention that the things that are happening here on the earth side of things, in other words, not the manifestation of the spiritual things, but there's things happening on earth side of things that's affecting spiritual powers, that's affecting eternal futures. Hallelujah. And for instance, Jesus went to Calvary. He went to the cross. It was a earthly activity. It was an earthly action, and when he went to Calvary, and then he went to the resurrection from the dead, it greatly affected the principalities and powers in heavenly places. And it even tells us in Colossians 2:15 the effect that it had. And it says, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. And so even though spiritual world is manifesting itself in our natural world, the actions of men are affecting the spiritual world. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And so it's not like we're hopeless and helpless, but the actions of men are able to lay hold of a spiritual future and to disrupt spiritual powers in heavenly places. And for instance, the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, and the Lord spoke many promises to them And to those who overcame, the actions of men, they were laying hold of an eternal future that previously didn't belong to them. Amen. And so we can alter our spiritual future, every one of us. And we have a new year before us. What's Revelation 21:7 say? Amen. His God. Exactly. And he who overcomes, I shall inherit all things. Amen. And so let's see, our actions are affecting spiritual powers and even affecting our place, our eternal home. And so even though we walk in a world that's polluted and its streets are polluted, and our hearts go out to those, because judgment is in our streets, judgment's in our world. There's traps, there's landmines, all kinds of troubles that we can fall into. Amen. And that's been going on for a long time. I just want to look at the Old Testament and see how they dealt with this very thing that was going on. And because there was judgment in their streets, in chapter 12, verse 12 of Exodus, and it says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." And to think that God's not going to execute judgment on the gods of this world would be a wrong way to think. And he started back in Exodus, and there was trouble in the streets, and there was also a refuge for us to hide in, and or for them to hide in. And he said, "Take a lamb without a blemish or spot. Take the blood of that lamb and put it on the doorpost of the house. And then clean the lamb and prepare it for dinner." And that's what they did. Amen. And when the destroyer came, the angel of death, he jumped over those homes that had the blood on the doorposts. And while God's children were inside feeding on the lamb. And there's a safe place for all of us, dear family. And that's allowing Jesus to put his blood on the doorposts of our heart. It's when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It brings us into a safe zone. And because he shed his blood, the wrath of God fell on Jesus so we could stand in Jesus, a place where the wrath has already fallen. God did something else in Egypt in those days. Verse 1 and 2 of chapter 12. It says, "Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, 'This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.'" And so they were having a New Year's, and because God changed their calendar, he changed things around. Because God changed things, because there was a new day coming. There was something happening, and that God would change their calendar year to mark the beginning of that new day. Amen. And so the children of Israel had been warned. Amen. And now they were about to take a journey that would last 40 years. Hallelujah. A journey through the wilderness. Amen. They were heading out into the unknown. They were going to have experiences in this new time zone. They were going to have face new challenges. Hallelujah. They would have new needs that they never had in Egypt. Amen. And they were taken out and on a 40-year journey. And even that journey would come to an end. God would open up new doors for them. Are you waiting for God to open up new doors for you? He did it for the children of Israel. And in verse 10 of chapter 11 of Deuteronomy, it says, "For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, and drinks water from the rain of heaven." Hallelujah. One more. Come on. Okay. The next one says, a land which the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And what a word of encouragement that is. Amen. That the Lord had a new year for them, or had a new door that he was opening to them. Hallelujah. And they would have to go through this new door. And the Lord give them these words to comfort them, that my eyes are on this land. My eyes are on this year from the very beginning to the very end. Hallelujah. Can you hear God's voice speaking to us?